Hey everyone, welcome back to Beauty School Bobby. Today I'm here with one of my favorite TSV graduates. This is Abby Sutton. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Of course.
I am so excited to talk to you because you came in last week for graduation, and I was like, you know, how's it going? Where are you working? Like, just catching up. And you started telling me kind of about what your career path has been. Again, we were just talking about how long you've been graduated. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like 3 months. It's been almost a year, but time for me is just a blur. But you've been out in the salon or in different salons, and we'll kind of get into that, for about a year. So just quickly before we kind of talk about where you are now, how was beauty school for you? What was it like? Was it what you expected? Was it different? Highlights, lowlights? Like what were the best parts?
Beauty school was tough, I will say, but I made it through. There were highs and lows. Some days were good, some were bad. I loved the hands-on aspect of it. Being in the classroom, not so much, because I've never really loved that, I guess.
Love being in the classroom, yeah.
Anything hands-on, I loved it. I definitely learned everything I needed to learn, I feel like. You will learn more once you graduate when you're actually in the salon and get into it. But being in school, the instructors here, the teachers were amazing. I learned a lot from them. And yeah.
So overall good.
Overall it was good. I made a lot of new friendships as well. And they've carried on throughout the year. So that's been really nice.
Yeah. No, you brought hours from high school?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. So how many hours did you bring?
I brought 500 hours.
Okay. So you had like a third of the program kind of like already done before you came in. Yeah. So you kind of like knew what to expect a little bit. Mm-hmm. What is something that you wish you would have known before you started beauty school? Like something that you could prepare somebody else for?
It can be really draining at times. So just try to keep that momentum going. Try to just keep your head up all the time and don't let it bring you down.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so I want to talk about after graduation here. So you ended up leaving beauty school. How soon after you graduated, so you took your state boards, mm-hmm. how soon were you working in a space?
I started in August of last year.
Okay, so tell me about where you were working at that time and what your situation was.
So I was working in Seymour, Tennessee at a small salon, and it was kind of like a suite. It was me and one other girl there, and I loved it at first. I thought it's what I really wanted, and it can be great for some people, but I just realized for me, I need to be around more people, and so just being on my own was really tough at times, and being in a smaller area, it's kind of hard to build a clientele.
Yeah.
Unless you're really good at getting your name out there, and I've not always been the best about that. So,
what was it that made you want to go that route? Like, when did you make mm-hmm. the decision that you were going to go work there, and what was it about that that seemed like the right path for you?
So, a girl who did my hair for several years, she was on her own in a suite, and she didn't start out that way, but I just loved it. Every time I went, I was like, it's so cute. I love the look of things. So mm-hmm. I thought I can decorate it how I want. It'll be super cute. And she seemed to love it, which she did, but I thought that's what I wanted to go right into, just to kind of do my own thing mm-hmm. and not have to listen to anyone else or take after anyone else.
Yeah. And so were you like in school when you made that decision?
I was.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you were exposed to different salons, you know, on a commission level or whatever the structure of the salon was, were you kind of already like mind made up? I'm not going to listen. I already know what I'm going to do. What was that like for you while you were in school?
Well, when we went on salon visits, I really was like headstrong. I don't need any of this. Mm-hmm. I don't need to listen. I'll never go this route. I want to be on my own. And so I kind of already was dead set on it.
Okay. And so would the advice be to maybe like stay open-minded?
Yes, definitely stay open-minded.
On those times, I think that I love that you are so confident and that you were like, no, I know what I'm going to do. And like, this is the path. And I think that exactly what you said is kind of what I wanted to talk about, because you said, you know, I saw somebody else doing it. And that looked fun and exciting and all of those things. I think that that's the biggest thing in the industry right now. And whether that's like people we're following on TikTok or whatever, there's a huge misconception about how easy it is and about how quickly you can gain success. Because what isn't shown on social media, and like we talk about this all the time, but what isn't shown on social media is all of the 100 failures that somebody has had to get to this level. So it's not always accurate to just see, oh, hey, this person's doing it and I, you know, I want to follow that. But the good news is that you were able to pivot from that. So you started out like just kind of lonely, hard to build a clientele. Just when did you know and how hard was it for you to admit, hey, I've got to make a change? What was that process like?
So I started a second job while I was working at the salon, and it started just to get really draining and tough because I was working that so much. But deep down, I really just wanted to be a hairstylist. That's all I wanted to do. And so I would have some weeks where I had no clients, and I'd either sit at home and just rant to my mom about how much I'm just ready to get busy. And so I wasn't really looking for anywhere at the time, and it kind of just fell into my lap. I met someone, and they were able to, they just told me a bit about the salon, and I met all the girls, and we kind of waited a little bit because I was like, I don't really know if I'm ready. I was scared to talk to the girl that I was at. I was terrified to talk to her because I didn't want to let anyone down. But when I finally was like, I need this change, it's going to be the best for me, then I talked to her, and she was so understanding, very supportive, and which made it a lot easier as well to make that move.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment, because I think this happens a lot, where people get out into the industry and then end up leaving, was there ever a time where you considered being like, I can't do this, like I'm going to leave this industry?
There were times I was getting really discouraged, and I was just thinking, like, I'm ready to get my future going, but I can't if I don't have money, if I don't have a good steady job. So I was getting pretty discouraged, but then again, I was like, I don't have a plan B. This is the only plan I've ever had. So I didn't know. I was like, I have to stick to it, whatever it takes.
Yeah. So. Who was your biggest support in this transition? How important was it to have somebody to like talk to and go through it with?
My mom, definitely. Because for one, I was worried about moving all the way to Halls because I'd be far from my family. Even though I still live at home, it was just still kind of tough to think I'll be making that drive every day, commuting. And so I was worried about that. I was worried about being around new people. I love being around people, but first starting out, it terrifies
it's
me.
It's literally the worst
I'm
thing.
Like are they going to love me? Are they going to hate me? Are we going to fight all the time? Like, how's it going to go? But my mom's definitely been my biggest supporter. She came and helped me set up everything at the salon, and it's been great.
Yeah, so once you got through that conversation of leaving, then was it exciting again? Where you're okay, so I think that this is why I love you so much and why I think that like this story is so important is because there were so many times that it was hard. It was probably like stressful when you had to have that conversation, stressful deciding working two jobs. Like there's all of those things, but you still didn't quit. You still didn't give up. And I think there has to be more resilience in these times because that's going to happen. I mean, there might be a time 3 years from now where you might be like, okay, I built up my clientele. Now I am going to go out on my own. And you have to think about that all over again. Or this might just be, you know, what it's like and that awkwardness of starting over. I think that a lot of people are like, I got out of beauty school and that was, you know, that was a marathon. Like that was hard and it was challenging. And now I just want to get into the easy path. And if it's not the right path right away, people are scared to leave. Yeah. And then they just leave the industry altogether when let's like normalize that you might just leave the first place you're at because maybe it isn't what you expected. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you're like a failure in the industry or you can't do hair or your passion changes. But you just have to pivot, and that's okay.
Exactly.
So what was it like starting over? I know that you had a connection at the salon that you're working at. And so how was it starting over? What was that like in the beginning? And talk about, like, I guess, differences in clientele.
So starting out, I still had a little bit of a clientele coming through, but still hadn't grown much. So I would assist with the girls there. And that gave me an open opportunity to meet all of their clients because they all have the same clients who come in all the time. And so when they come in, you're just like, hey, you know. And so I got to meet a lot of those girls. They taught me a lot as well through me assisting with them, which was really nice because there's some stuff I'm like, I never would have thought of that.
Right.
And so working there just within 2 weeks, I had learned like 6 new things, and which was really nice. And so once I started to get a little bit more of a clientele, anytime anyone would message the salon, they'd send it right to me to help me build my clientele. So that was really nice as well. And I set some goals when I first started, and just a little over a month then I was able to set those goals.
Yeah.
And so I feel like just having the help with building clientele and just being around the girls gave me more of a drive as well. So I feel like I want to go to work. I want to be like them one day. So I really look up to them a lot.
Yeah. And I think that's important. I think that, like, I think the message is definitely, you know, having that community is important. Mm-hmm. Having people around you to encourage you. And I mean, in beauty school, I know the way that we do things is more than just like what you need to pass a board. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a lot of things. It's almost like not bad habits, but the quick ways, you know, the shortcuts.
For sure. Yeah.
You need to learn that. Mm-hmm. And you just need to learn how somebody, from somebody that's been in the salon for a while, how do you talk to guests? How do you do this? How do you do that? Like, I think that's the important stuff of assisting. I think that assisting is such a hot topic in the industry right now, and salons are trying to figure out the best way, because I'm sure when people came in and talked about the associate programs, you were probably like, no way, I'm not doing this. And it seems negative until you're in it and you're like, okay, wait, I see the benefits of that.
For
and
sure.
And that's great. I think that it's okay to learn those lessons. Like, I don't think it's, you know, a bad thing. Like I said, I think it's just positive that you ended up, you know, where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So tell me about like clientele at this point. So I know you said you hit some goals that you set. Are you booked right now? Are people still able to get in? Like, how full are you?
So
what is goal for you?
I have clients every week. I'm decently busy. I definitely still do have a lot of room to fill people in and get new clients. I'm not yet to my clientele goal, but I'm just trying to give it some time because I don't want to get discouraged.
Yeah.
And I know that it can sometimes take a couple years,
but
I'm at a steady pace right now. I'm steady with my clientele that I feel like, oh, this is my career. I love doing it. I get to come every day and do hair.
Yeah. And you didn't, you haven't had to get a second job. Like, are you done with your,
yes.
Okay. So you've got only just this job for right now. That's amazing. So you're almost a year out. How long have you been at this new salon?
I have only been there since the beginning of February.
Okay. Yep. Oh, so new.
About,
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you love it already.
Yeah.
So much.
That's awesome. So where can we follow you, and where can we, like, what salon are you at? Where can we find you? Obviously, Abby's got openings, so book with her. And even if you are somebody that is in a salon right now, or in a suite, or in a space where you are like, hey, I just, you know, I want some more feedback or have more questions for Abby, go and get a service done and she'll share. So where can we follow you and find you?
So I'm at Salon Odera in Halls. And my Instagram handle is hair_by_abby_marie_. And that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Like I said, it's just such a different perspective. And I think if we can talk more about having to make changes, maybe some people will stay in the industry, even if, you know, they get discouraged. I think people think sometimes, I don't know if this is your experience, but I think sometimes people think beauty school is the hard part.
Yeah.
And so once you get through that, you're like, oh like my career is just going to take off from here. And so I'm so grateful that you shared your story. And I know you're going to be so successful wherever you end up. So I know wherever you end up, I just skipped over those words there. But I think that we'll definitely keep in touch and follow you further. Maybe in a couple of years, we'll do another episode about where you are. So thank you so much for being here.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you all for watching. Make sure that you follow Beauty School Bobby on Instagram. Make sure you like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.